Homes.com knows having the right agent can make or break your home search. That's why they provide home shoppers with an agent directory that gives you a detailed look at each agent's experience, like the number of closed sales in a specific neighborhood, average price range, and more. It lets you easily connect with all the agents in the area you're searching, so you can find the right agent with the right experience and ultimately the right home for you. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
It's the best bits of the week
with Morgan.
Part two.
She's breaking down the top seven segments from the Bobby Bones Show this week.
What's up, everybody? Happy weekend. The bits are here. Now, while you're listening to this, I am currently in Florida for a friend's bachelorette. So I hope you are also enjoying your weekend like me and maybe not hungover, which I may be in this very moment. Who knows? But for now, let's get caught up on the Bobby Bones Show for this week. Be sure after you listen to this to go check out part one and part three with Scuba Steve this weekend. It was really fun. I had a lot of random questions for Scuba Steve on part one. We talked about a lifetime supply of something we want to own, our beige flags, the kind of year we're having right now. Like, his has to do with growth. Mine has to do with weddings and love. And then part three, we answered listener questions, which we got some compliments for Scuba Steve. I always love starting out with compliments. And then his proposal story of how he proposed to his wife. So really good stuff over there. But for now, the reason you're here, just the bits. Let's go.
Woohoo!
We did the Bobby Bones Show rejected segment. So these are segments that didn't quite make the air, as in they had their own segments. They were this whole thing. They made it in rejected segments. So we still talked about it, but they weren't quite great. And this is the first time I've come in at number one. So here we are.
Number seven.
It's now time for rejected segments.
Rejected segments.
Oh. Segments that were pitched that no chance they were going to get on the air. I will say this. The number one rejected segment comes from Morgan.
What?
Which I don't know has ever happened before.
What did I do wrong?
We'll get to it in just a second. Number five is from Mike D.
Number five.
We challenge Lunchbox and Eddie to stay overnight at a Walmart. They have to find the best hiding spot so they remain undetected when Walmart closes at 11 p.m.
Oh.
Then they walk out in the morning at 8 a.m. They document the whole thing, and they go live during the night. They even do Walmart Olympics in the store. The reason it was rejected is because you'll
go to jail.
It's illegal.
Yeah, and they have overnight stalkers, so they would be working while you're there.
Yes.
Some of them are secretly going to get a can of beans.
I'm assuming they have lasers in there, too, for motion
I don't
detectors.
Think they have lasers.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, yeah. So that's rejected segment.
Number four.
Eddie suggested, I'm turning into an old man. And this is what he wrote. I just turned 35 and I refuse to get apps for restaurants and websites. So first of all,
was
he's not 35.
Years ago?
Yeah, first of all, he's not 35. He's 45.
You held on to this bit for 10 years.
Nope, you wrote it wrong.
My bad. I must have been in a hurry.
And I just felt like it was too cranky of a segment that day.
No, I'll tell you what happened. You want to hear the story?
Well, I rejected it, but go ahead.
That was I shouldn't say where I was.
Okay.
But I went inside to get my food, whatever I was gonna order, and no one came to the register. No one for 5 minutes. And I go, hello, anybody want to come help me over here? They say, hey, can you just get the app? Because we're kind of busy. And then if you do that, you can just pick up your order right over here. It's crazy. So I got in my car, went through the drive-thru. I had to go through the drive-thru because they were too lazy to take my order at the register.
Why didn't you download the app, though?
I don't want to do that. I don't want to be forced to do something I don't want to do.
Felt too cranky. All right, that's rejected segment.
I'm with you, Eddie.
Thank you.
Let's go to number three.
Number three.
Lunchbox wrote, Travis Kelce stole my job. Now, the reason I wrote that I rejected it is because I think this is one of those where he was just mining for anything to talk about.
No.
Because he didn't actually feel like Travis Kelce stole his job. But go ahead.
I did. I told you I got the email that they were looking for someone to host Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? And so they were reaching out to me, and then...
That is not what happened. It was for extras in the crowd, the audience. They weren't looking for a host.
Well, I thought I got the email looking for a host, and I said I should apply. And then I replied to the email, never heard anything, and turns out they hired Travis Kelce.
This is what I felt was just him looking for anything to get on the air with.
Sure.
No, it was a follow-up. It was like, hey, I didn't get the job, guys. Sorry.
Rejected segment.
Number two.
Eddie wrote, is it okay to drink at a kid's baseball game? Yeah. Now, I want to say this. When I read back, because I save all the bad ones, I look back and I was like, I don't know why that was rejected. Decent topic.
I don't
know
why. I have the same question. Why?
I know. So I messed up. I'll be the first one to say it.
All right.
I shouldn't have rejected it.
So throw it back in the bin. Let's do it someday.
Okay. We'll throw it back in the bin and we'll come back.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Number one.
Number one.
From Morgan. And now let me explain why it's the number one rejected segment. She wrote, what's wrong with people? I watched a worker at the grocery store that I go to comb his hair while in the produce. He was cleaning up the produce section and combing his hair and brushing it into a dirt pile. I read this and was so grossed out by it. I just didn't feel like it that morning. I think it's interesting. Yeah, I know. I just was like, oh, I don't feel like talking about that because it felt gross. But you're right. That's disgusting.
I mean, you watch a grocery store worker just sitting there combing. Like, he has his dirt pile and he's combing his hair over it. And he's in the produce where you get all your apples.
No, it's gross. And that's the only reason I didn't do it, because I felt too grossy that morning.
I don't understand what's wrong with that.
Go do it back. Go do it back in the back. Like any sort of grooming.
So if he was on the cereal aisle, it'd be okay?
No, any sort of grooming. Yeah, it would have been different because cereal's not exposed.
They're
the
in
food
boxes.
You're actually eating. But any sort of grooming, you need to do back behind the flappy doors.
That's where
I always did mine when I worked at Hobby Lobby. You go back
guys,
there.
Guys, combing your hair, you're not pulling your hair out.
But why?
It comes out.
Hair falls out when you
every
comb it.
Every time you comb it, yes.
Yes, every single
time.
Like my son has to pick his hair every day. He has to pick it. And he picks it in the kitchen, and it drives me crazy because little hairs just fling everywhere. And I'm like, this is where we cook. This is where we have food. This is where we eat. No more.
Not a bad topic. I was just grossed out that morning by it so much, I didn't bring it up.
But does it count as a what's wrong with people?
Yo, yes. Yeah. What's wrong with people?
What's wrong with people?
I don't agree.
Okay. Rejected segments.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Listener Kurt called into the show and he wanted to do some trivia with Bobby, but the huge zinger of this whole thing is that he has an autographed card that he wanted to give Bobby, and then there was money involved. It was a whole thing, but pretty cool because Bobby doesn't normally get to play trivia games, so this allowed him to, but it was pretty hard. Not sure I would have gotten any of these correct.
Number six.
Let's go over to the phones. Kurt, who is in Virginia. Hey, Kurt, you're on the Bobby Bone Show. What's going on?
Look, what I heard you earlier talking about your obsession with your new thing of collecting autograph cuts and how passionate you are about it.
Yeah, my new hobby.
So what I wanted to do was I wanted to offer one to you because I have one I would like to sell. And it's a PSA certified. It's the real deal. It's a word by Abraham Lincoln from a letter he wrote.
Let's go. Yep. Honest
what
Abe.
Yep. Word?
Yep. We're talking about Honest Abe, not Liar Abe, right? On the honest one, the president.
You're the Honest Abe.
Boom. Let's go.
The one from the 1860s.
How much?
So, well, it's valued anywhere between $500 to $1,000. So I thought maybe we could make a deal for $750 in the middle.
What's the word?
But I wanted to, since you're so good at trivia, I wanted to try and make it a little more interesting that possibly I could ask you some questions about presidents. And for each one you got correct, I wanted to award you, I would take off $50, but each one you got wrong, I would like to add $50 if we can agree to start at $750 and move from there.
Yeah. What's the word, though?
The word needs to be something like a really cool word.
Emancipation.
Or proclamation.
Proclamation.
Right. Okay, I got you. I don't know if you're into real estate,
Top hat.
The word is property.
Okay.
So here's what I found. Property. I just looked up. There's an Abraham Lincoln PSA DNA handwritten cut with two words, after and date, going for $250. Why would I spend $750 on property?
Because it's property.
No, but this is two words.
The value of this property.
But property, I would imagine, stop trying to convince me about the word property.
This is the dumbest argument.
No, I don't know the letter, but imagine if it's a letter that was written talking about how he wants all the equal rights to own property.
Right. Or people aren't property.
Or people aren't property, right.
What's the letter about? Do you know fully?
No, but a guy tried to sell it on an auction site, and he wanted like $25,000 for the whole letter, and it's signed by Abe Lincoln, had a great signature on it. he didn't meet his goal, so he cut up the letter into individual words like the things you collect and sold them off piece by piece, and he ended up getting a lot more money.
I got two words here. I looked up value received for $299.
It's not as good as property.
You guys have to... It's,
I mean, it really could be as easy as, like, the cow on the property.
No,
just
but
died.
It's not. Not Abe Lincoln. Yeah. No. He was writing important things.
Or it's like, there's a wart on my property. And I'm like,
right.
What, you, I don't
hey,
want that.
Hey, that would be dear fun doctor. To own, though.
Yeah, dear doctor. Yes. This, I can't agree before the game to buy it. But I think we could play the game. But I just can't start it at $750. That's way too much.
About $600.
Deal.
You can't say deal.
Sorry. That was me. That wasn't Bobby.
How many trivia? How about 450?
$450. Don't do that.
And the game?
I can buy two words for less.
But not good. Not
Amy,
as
Amy, not Amy, property.
Amy. Why are you guys always?
Why are you on his side?
Because no, we're helping you.
No,
property
you're not.
Is the better word.
It's not.
It is.
I can buy the word. What is this word? The one.
That's two words.
The one.
What's that say, Mike? I don't know. Abe Hand.
Yeah. He didn't write very clear.
Let's just play the game.
Why do you want to get rid of it, may I ask?
Yes, you may. My daughter is a student at James Madison University in Harrisonburg, Virginia.
Yes.
And I'm going to use the proceeds to help pay for her tuition.
Yeah.
Oh, Bones. See, it's going to a good cause.
I'm start not, at $750.
No.
Yes.
How many questions do I get?
I'll give you five, and they'll start off easy, and then they'll get more difficult as we proceed.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
Oh, this sounds good.
I'll start it at 500.
Dang.
And I'll take the five questions.
This is for his daughter's
tuition. I don't know his daughter, and I can't verify. It's not PSA authentic that his daughter's even existent.
Yeah, but you always say that you take your proceeds after you make a profit and donate them to a charity. So this is kind of like that.
It's not a charity. And I don't always say that. I have like real businesses.
That's why I said kind of.
Oh. Yeah, children are kind of charity.
Yeah,
man.
He's good with words.
Let's start it at 500 and let's go 50 each time.
For each correct. 50 for each one you get correct. And then 50, we add for each one you get wrong.
Yeah.
No, I'll do $10 I add for each one I get wrong.
What?
Well, that's too low.
I can buy one for $230 right here.
It's not as good as property.
I don't even know what property means.
Bobby, I looked up your net worth. You can handle it.
That's not accurate. And also,
ooh.
That's all. It's not accurate.
Yeah, they
not
never
accurate.
Are.
That's not accurate. But I hear you. But I go, my deal is 50 on, but 10 wrong. Take it or leave it.
That's a little low.
How
about 25 we add for each one you get wrong?
Okay.
I'll negotiate with you.
How about 60 up, but 25 if I miss it?
What the?
That's 60, okay, and 25. All right, I'll do it.
All right, but these are going to be crazy. Do you already have the questions, so you're not like making up Abraham Lincoln had how many
Well, I made them up while I was on hold to get you on the phone. So
okay, go
they're. They're kind of quick, so they're not great, but let's
okay, we're starting at $500.
$500.
Here we go. Question number one.
Question number one, and these all pertain to presidents of the country.
Oh, not just
right?
Abe.
So
oh,
the great. First question is, four out of the first five presidents were born in Virginia. I would like for you to name them and name them in order.
You want me to go four in a row and in order? This is impossible.
You know the first five presidents.
No, I hear you, but
the
I'm saying
born
these aren't
in
just. Hold on, these aren't just questions. This is like a nine-layer cake. He's like, identify each layer of the cake.
No. The first five presidents of the United States.
I hear you, but
four of them were born in Virginia.
It should just be a trivia question. Go ahead.
Four out of the first five were born in Virginia, and I think you got this one.
So you want all four of them?
In order.
Four out of the five.
Okay, I think
lucky.
I should do four. I don't want order, but I can probably do four out of five.
Okay,
let's do it.
Okay. Number one, born in Virginia. Born in Virginia, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to go Washington.
Okay, you got it.
I'm not going to go Adams because I do not think Adams. So that's going to make the other three of the five Virginiers. So if I'm going to go Washington at one... Jefferson.
Why do you think Washington was born like
Monroe and Madison?
You know.
Outstanding. However, Madison served before Monroe.
Oh, I said I wasn't getting an order. I said I wouldn't get him an order.
He did say that.
Okay, all right. So you got that one. You got that one correct. So we take off $60 from the $500.
Okay. Oh. Okay, you're at 440.
460.
I get confused on four. I knew I get confused on like 4 or 5. Okay, but I got four of them. Okay, let's go.
Okay. Abraham Lincoln was the president between 1861 and 1865. He met his demise. We all know he was assassinated. The question is, who was his vice president who came into office and served after he was killed?
Okay, I watch
Manhunt.
Yeah, we watch Manhunt. This one's so easy that it's not Andrew Jackson, but it's Andrew Johnson.
Mm-hmm. And that is correct.
He did not seem like a good dude.
Yeah, well, he didn't expect to be president, and it's kind of like, I'm an idiot. But yes,
I'm an idiot.
We're at 380.
I believe he was also impeached, you know?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, I believe that. Yep.
And I believe he's also the most unpopular president of all time.
I can see that.
Don't know about that, but that show don't make him look good. All right, I got two down. Give me another one.
All right, like I said, they get more difficult. The next one would be, who was the last president to serve that was born in Virginia? The last president to serve who was born in Virginia.
So, I mean, we could be working our way backward even. So, I mean, from like now, which is, so it wasn't.
Y'all know Obama was born in Hawaii.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's Reagan was California.
Bush's are Texas.
Jimmy Carter.
Bill Clinton's Arkansas.
Arkansas, yeah.
Was he born there or just lived there?
No, he was born there.
Okay.
The last president from Virginia. I think I'm going to miss this one.
Well, I need one.
I hear you. I'm about to slap the phone. I'm going to go. I don't know, so I'm just going to throw a president out there and say Herbert Hoover.
Incorrect.
Okay.
Good guess, though. The answer is Woodrow Wilson.
Mm. It was one of those.
Woodrow Wilson.
How
much
money
back?
He
was born in Stanton, Virginia.
I give him $25 back now.
Okay. Okay. So add back $25.
That's a tough one. If they get harder than this, I'm screwed.
We're at $405.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Is that correct, Amy? Because I trust you.
I got a calculator, man. Come on.
Yeah, sounds
okay.
Good.
Well, they all want me to lose my money, man, so I don't know why. They're all on your side. Go ahead.
All right. The next one is... back in the 1930s in America, the U.S. Treasury issued notes that were high denominations for currency. We had a $500 bill that was common. Who was the president who was on the $500 bill?
I know this.
You do?
Yeah.
You do? Why?
Because I used to be Quiz Bowl champion. It's McNugget. It's William McKinley.
McNugget.
Yeah. I think it's William McKinley.
It is William McKinley, correct.
Wow.
The only reason I know that is because I have to word associate every answer with everything. So it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, William McKinley. That's right.
Okay. Well,
so you were like, now, you know, 500 McNuggets.
The circle where the heads are on is shaped like a McNugget. So I would remember that William McKinley was on the McNugget.
McNugget.
We're back at 340.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Good job on the calculator.
Thank you.
Okay. After McKinley served as president from 1897 to 1901, who came into office to succeed him as president from 1901 to 1909? He served two terms.
I can do this.
Who was the president?
So this is after McKinley at the turn of the century, 1901, correct?
Correct. Correct.
Two terms. Boy, those eight, after Lincoln, those presidents get a
little... He's not using Google over there.
No, he's not.
No, and I'm not even looking at anything that could... be a screen that allows me to look at anything. Like I'm looking over towards Lunchbox's direction because I'm on camera.
And Lunchboxes know that stuff. So.
Yeah. So. Okay. Ask 1900. So it's either going to be one of two people. And I get them mixed up because they have the same last name and we're related. It's either going to be old Teddy Roosevelt or the other one. Franklin Delano.
Those are two different people?
I think it's Delano.
Yes. Whatever.
I thought, so Franklin, FDR.
Mm-hmm.
His nickname's not Teddy.
No, that's another one.
I know it's one of the Roosevelt.
Okay. Are they brothers?
Okay.
I'm going to go with, I don't even know, but I think it's one of the Roosevelts. I'm going to go with Theodore. I'm going to go with Teddy because it's my first.
You got it right. It is Teddy.
Wow.
Wow. So I just lost another $60.
That's 280.
Okay, 280. So here's what I'm going to do. Double or nothing if I can't name the president right now. No, I'm just kidding. Okay.
No.
How much do I own?
Don't do that.
280.
I'll do 350 because I'm a good guy and it's for his daughter.
It's nice. I wouldn't.
I know okay. You wouldn't. But, you know, it's like you said, it's a charity.
And how is this a good guy when he started at 750 and we knew it was for the daughter and it went down?
Because I won. We negotiated the terms. I ended up missing one, made money, and now I'm going, you know what? I won't even take all that I deserve.
Okay. So we're at 350 and what?
No, we're at 280.
You just said 350.
But I said I would give him 350.
Oh, okay.
If he doesn't have to take the deal, he can actually keep it. And we had a good time. And don't worry about it. It's up to you, sir.
Oh, no. You collect them, so I want you to have it. But I'd like to offer you a bonus question.
Yeah.
If you care to. The 350 is a fair offer. I'll give you a bonus question for $100.
But I'm already down there in, like, real life.
For $100 off?
Yeah, but I already gave him money on the other side of it.
I think I should have gave you harder questions.
Are you kidding?
Well, I mean, you knew them, so
How was I getting... You didn't know I knew McNugget on the $500 bill?
Definitely.
That was amazing. I didn't think you'd get that one. I had already... I was ready to bank that money.
Okay, I'll tell you what. This is what I'm going to do. Ray, if you get his Venmo... We'll put them or PayPal, whatever it is. Okay, yeah. You have a conversation off the air. I don't want to. And if he wants $350, I'm happy to give it to him. If not, we had a good time here on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, put him on hold.
You don't want to do the bonus question?
No, because I already gave up that money in the giveaway. Why would I give even more?
Well, no, two. It'd be
But I wouldn't go down to 250 and be like. Then I'd be like, okay, I'll just give you 350. There's no win there. What, Amy?
So you're just giving him 350. He doesn't have to send you the letter.
No.
Well, no. He's getting the word.
You guys are the worst. This is.
Like, then it turned into a donation.
You should go buy a pallet.
I am clarifying.
Don't.
I'm clarifying. You should have it. You should be glad I'm clarifying.
You tried to get me to 750. Okay, thank you. Presidential trivia, that was fun.
Okay, so he's mailing you.
I don't know what's happening. Ray, let me know after we talk to him privately, and I'll do whatever. Thank you. America rules.
Yeah, sure does.
Thank you. And FDR and Theodore are not the same person.
Yeah. They're brothers, though.
Okay, there you go.
They are.
Goodbye, everybody.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Cole Swindell stopped by the studio this week. He was talking all about his proposal to his now fiance and how he went about asking her dad and new music, of course, which is about his fiance. So really good stuff here. A lot of love. It is just the year of love in 2024.
Number five. Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Cole Swindell.
How you doing, buddy?
Good. Good to be here.
Yeah, always good to see you in this setting. So a couple questions I want to ask you that have nothing to do with your career. Cool?
All right, cool.
Okay, cool. Because I know you're getting married. It's all cool. Love it. You look happy. All that. I just went through that.
Yeah.
So like a few years ago. So it's awesome to see because you and I talked about that so many times.
Absolutely.
On this show.
Absolutely.
For both of us.
I know. You literally, I was sitting right there when you said you got to make it happen. It's not just going to happen.
So. And I don't think you, and I think, who knows what I know, but I don't think like you forced anything. I think it came and you were actually open to it, which was the hardest thing to do.
Yeah. So. It's hard to believe it happened at the time it did. And it was just perfect timing.
How involved are you in the wedding planning process?
Just saying yes, okay, whatever. That's she's doing a lot of it, but
where I got into trouble, same. Where I got into trouble was I didn't present my availability. I was just like, well, you're doing it all,
right?
What I should have done, and my advice to you, because I just went through this, and we're both, you know, we're not 22.
No,
we're both established.
Yep.
It would be just to say, hey, whenever you need me to do anything, I'm happy to go anywhere with you.
Right.
I didn't really do that.
Yeah, that's probably we're right in the middle of it now, and you know I'm there to help when I can, but I know this is her day.
You.
And
yeah, no, I hear you though, but I'm just saying, even if she never uses that, it's just like, hey, when you need me, I would let me know.
Yeah,
because then it can never be used against you that you had nothing to do with it.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good advice.
How did you propose?
We were heading to the ACMs last year, and I on the way out of town, we're the video shoot for Some Habits is kind of, that was like our first date kind of deal. And just dawned on me, I was like, I wanted to do it in Texas, but I just thought on the way out of town, we'd stop by where we did the video shoot. So that's where I did it, on that little dirt road. We shot the video. And
did you record it? Did you have to record it?
Yeah. I had my camera guy out there. So there's clips of it. We hadn't really released a lot of it, but
is he hiding in the woods?
Yeah, it's somewhere in the field out
there.
Weird.
But yeah,
it was man, that's the most nervous I've probably ever been in my life, other than talking to her dad. So
yeah, it's nerve wracking to ask, even though you know the answer. It's probably,
right, absolutely.
Because same way, like I was nervous, but I felt like she was gonna say yes.
Yeah, but I mean, you're just there, and at one point, I kept repeating myself. I was like, just ask her. This is getting out of hand here.
How'd the dad talk go?
It was fine, you know.
Person or phone?
What's that? In person, yeah, at her house she grew up in, and that was definitely more nerve-wracking than asking her to marry me, just because I can't imagine being a dad and having a daughter, and I don't know that I would think anybody's good enough for, you know. So, and he reminds me a lot of my dad. He's just a great guy, and her whole family. I mean, I think, you know, losing both your parents so young, to have a second chance at, you know, a family like that. And I still have my brothers and some uncles and aunts and stuff, but they are just, I mean, I don't know, it just reminds me of my family. And that's a big part of, you know, the whole deal, marry into a family like that. And I just think it's just been a blessing.
That's cool that you say that. I don't, you know, have a mom or a dad. And so, but her parents, my wife's parents, my in-laws, they're awesome.
Yeah. I mean, that's a big deal. That's a big part of it, I feel like. And it just, they've taken me in, and it's like a, literally like a second chance at having something like that. So
I said on the air the last couple weeks, like, I never thought I would really love them. I thought they'd be my wife's parents.
Right.
I'd be like, I'd always,
exactly.
So, like, I love them.
Well, you hear stories. I know it's like, it could be a nightmare, but
that's
that
what
is
I
not.
Say.
That's, we're, yeah, we're lucky then, because that is, they're great people.
Did she know you were going to propose?
I mean, I think she had a clue, but she thought I was going to do it somewhere else. We love Pinewood Social. That was one of our first, like, coffee spots and stuff. So she thought I was going to do it there. But I think when she saw me, you know, wearing something on the bus, that I probably wouldn't normally
when he's in a tux.
No, not.
And he's practicing a song called I'm Proposing Today. Yeah.
So, I mean, I she didn't know where I was going to do it or whatever, but I think, obviously, I mean, she, I had to let her know, you can't just surprise somebody like that and her not be
like her
ready.
Nails. Like,
right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They were done. Yeah. She had a clue, but I honestly thought she thought it was going to be in Texas anyway. So.
Okay. So you brought up ACMs going there.
Yep.
And this is just me asking you because I feel like I can,
yeah,
even if it's
absolutely
uncomfortable.
Dude.
Did you get heat for not thanking her and when you won? Because you just proposed and I...
Oh, did I not thank her?
No. I just wonder.
You already looked that up?
Did anything...
I didn't. I mean, those kind of moments, it's like the proposal. It's like I'm not used to that situation. You know, I haven't won many awards, so I mean, I'm sure I left a lot of people out. And
yeah, but
no
heat
from her.
I'm
glad I got to be up there.
What's no, that? Like, well, you didn't even... nothing was said.
No, I'm sure she thought it. She didn't bring that up. She was letting me, I guess, have the moment. We got to enjoy it together, but now that you bring it up, I'm better apologize as soon as I get out of here.
I just think I wonder because I...
Thanks, Bobby.
Like, I'm in a time machine like 2 years ahead of you know?
Yep.
Okay, one other question about this thing. RSVP. I never RSVP'd anything in my whole life. Like, I was like, who cares? RSVP. But when I was having a wedding... and people wouldn't. I'd be like, why aren't people telling me?
This is hilarious. No, I know exactly how you feel. I'm like, I'm not filling that out. I'm not dressed.
That's what I would do. Who cares?
Absolutely. And then when it's you, though, it's a little different. And just to get into that, the invitations and who, you only have so many people. And it's just like, I don't like hurting people's feelings. And this is going to be an issue probably. And that's just, we're doing a little small thing for the ceremony than having a reception. But it's already, I don't know, who do you... You can't send out enough invites. I feel like everybody deserves to be there that I know, but it's just tough. So.
And then the people that you pick to come when they don't RSVP, you're like, why did I even pick you then?
Yeah, exactly. I could have picked.
Yeah, I could pick somebody that would RSVP and click the steak or the chicken, and now I got to do both because you won't freaking answer.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all. Those were the questions.
Dude, absolutely.
I've been waiting to ask you about personal.
I love talking about it. It used to make me uncomfortable because I didn't have much to talk about. So now it's, I don't know. I'm just happiest I've ever been, and just. Not just career-wise now. It's there's more to life than music, and I'm loving it.
So I'm going to play Forever to Me. It's a perfect way to get into that.
Yep.
So you wrote this with a couple guys, Graylin James and Rocky Block. It makes sense that this song I played after because of the situation, the excellent, wonderful situation you're in now with your life. But is that why you wrote it?
Yeah, we were. I wrote it before the national championship back in January. We were out there. I had a show the night before, and I was just telling Gator in there, we're about to go to bed, and they were talking about Courtney, and they were like, "We need to. Do you have a song, you know, like that for her?" And I was like, "I've written a couple, but nothing I think is good enough yet." And they were asking about her, and I said, "She's forever to me." And they both looked at each other, and just crazy. Usually I'm the one that catches something like that. Like, that needs to be the song. But I was just talking, and those sometimes that's how the best song starts. So we ended up writing it. Almost was, we were almost late to the game, and I told him I didn't care. We got to finish it. It just was, the lyrics were flowing, and it just felt special. So the fact I get to put it out and y'all are playing it, man, it's a different feeling when it's, you know, personal like this.
Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Cole Swindell.
Hey, I want to do some Georgia trivia with you.
Oh boy.
That's your home.
It is. Been a while.
Yeah, but it's still your home.
Absolutely.
My home's Arkansas.
Call it home,
you know, I dominate Arkansas trivia. Yeah. I just want to throw some Georgia at you. Georgia's state nickname.
Peach State.
Boom. What's he so worried about?
Yeah. That's perfect. It's embarrassing if I don't know it. I'm going to miss one. Come on.
What's the capital of Georgia?
Atlanta.
Boom. 2 for 2.
Wow.
There's only 6. What famous beverage was invented in Atlanta in 1886?
Coca-Cola.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. Hey.
Come on. What river forms part of the eastern boundary of Georgia?
Ugh.
He's struggling here.
A hoopy. I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry. That is a golf club.
I was thinking golf.
Sorry. But it is the Savannah River.
Savannah. I should have known. I was born in Savannah. That's terrible.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Cool.
I know. Man. Just send him home. Out. He's out.
Let's go to a hoopy.
I feel like river questions are okay to miss.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. 2 left. Let's see how he does. What's the state tree of Georgia? I didn't even know this was a specific tree.
I wish it was a pine tree, but it isn't.
It's not just an oak. It's a live oak.
Live oak.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I would have thought Georgia pine.
See?
Yeah. No, that makes sense, but I don't even think I know the state tree of Arkansas.
Pine. But you don't have the same.
Dead oak. That's Arkansas.
Why does one tree get to be the tree?
But also, peaches come from trees, so could it be the peach tree?
Oh, wow. Not.
I mean, Peach Tree City? I don't.
Live oak, also my nickname in college, if you know what I mean.
I don't.
Okay, and finally, if you get this, I will give you $500 right here.
Let's go.
He's never going to get it, though. I don't know anybody that would know this unless you're, like, working for the state or, like, in politics. What is Georgia's state motto? Yeah.
That would be, like,
millions of peaches.
So, like, would,
peaches for me.
That would be a good one. Can we change it?
You'll know. This is impossible. It's impossible.
Tell me what it is, because
there's 3 sorry. Words. Wisdom, justice, and blank. Wisdom, justice, and
truth.
That's a good guess.
Peaches for all.
Freedom. Peaches.
Moderation.
Moderation.
What does that even mean?
Dude, who knows? Sudden death one was what school was located in Athens, Georgia?
You know that one?
What school is located in Athens, Georgia? Yeah, it's a tough
University
one.
Of Georgia?
Yeah,
I was going to say Truett.
Who's your list of top 5 people you've never met that are still alive that you'd like to meet?
Hmm.
Cole Swindell's here. We're putting him on the spot.
That's tough. You know, I've never met George Strait.
Boom. Wow. Oh.
Well, that's crazy.
That's cool. That's cool. That's cool.
I'd love to. Yeah. Tigers, one of them.
Tigers, number 2.
Yeah. Have you met Jordan?
I have. Just recently.
You met Michael Jordan? Did you play golf with him?
I didn't get to play golf, thank God. I don't have enough money to gamble with him, but I did. Yeah, I got to hang out with him after a round and at his course at the Grove. What have you been down there? That's
why would I go?
Cool.
How would I go down there? How would I go down there? You and Cole and Kane Brown are the same. They're like, hey man, you've been down to Tiger's course. How would I? Or not Tiger, but
what
Michael's course.
What are you talking course? About? Like, you do more cool stuff than anybody I know.
That's all AI. I fake it. okay. Anybody else come to mind? Just give me one more. You haven't met.
Yeah,
that would be cool.
I'm trying to. It's tough.
In the sports world specifically, who would you like to meet? You ever met Del Murphy?
I've not. I've spoken with him, and he sent me a jersey. But he was one of my heroes. Him and Randy Travis growing up. Like I know it's
Dale
two
Murphy's
different worlds. But
awesome. Chipper
Murphy
Jones
was Chipper. I know Chipper.
That's a buddy of yours, right?
Who else? I don't know. It's tough. Not in the sports world, but Will Ferrell. I'd like to
the Pope.
I've never met the Pope.
Yeah, exactly.
He didn't want to meet me.
Exactly.
Go on the Bobby Bones Show now.
Cole Swindell.
You can check Cole out on the Win the Night Tour and get tickets at coleswindell.com. And starting May 30th in Boston, and it runs in a lot of the cities that our show's in, and you're all over the place. You do a great live show. You know, I think people should go. So there, I said that.
Thank you.
I want people to know they should go and go to coleswindell.com to see it. I have a couple more questions for you. Would you rather never have a number one again or the Braves never win a World Series again?
Ooh.
need my career to keep going, so I'm going to have to. I can't say that either. Yeah, I'm gonna go, Braves got to win a World Series.
Okay, good. That's a good answer. Either yeah. That's just what you say because yeah. It's really not real.
No, that I'm, way a, you don't I'm going to the game this
Die hard
Sunday
Braves
night.
Fan. So, yeah, there you go. So here you are. It's like you're not the kid anymore. When we first met you were like the kid.
Yeah.
Now you're like a real adult. Like, is your songwriting, do you feel like it's a little more adult? Like, it's not so much just partying up? And
yeah, absolutely. No, and like I said, I'm just glad that I've had a chance to be around this long to kind of grow up in music with my writing and everything. And I think this phase of life I'm in, I'm getting to, like this next album, you know, I get sent songs. I'm like, that is a huge hit, I feel like, but I can't pull that off anymore. And I don't. That's not me anymore either. So it's just, I think this next album will be more.
When is the next album? I don't even know.
This year. I mean, probably, you know, later this year. But I'm excited from, obviously, 3 feet tall, Forever to Me. People are like, is this going to be all tear jerkers? Or I'm like, no, we're going to have some different stuff. But I just think it's, you have to be careful, you know, what you're singing. I want to believe it. And I want people to, you know, believe what I'm singing and what I'm writing. So it's just going to be different. I feel like a little more, hopefully, mature and, I'm just glad that I, you know, get to kind of tell my story through my songs now. So,
do you ever have any songs that you wrote and you regret you not recording songs that you wrote? Not just songs that you passed over because somebody, but like you wrote them and you're like, ah.
I mean, yeah, there's still some that, and I know it probably bothers the writers I wrote them with more than me. It's like, how do you not record that? And it's just, you know, there's no really reason. It's just maybe I didn't.
Give me
it
one.
Didn't fit at the time.
Give me one. That you're like, you're so proud of it, and you're like, man, I'm going to pass it on.
Oh, my gosh.
Give me one.
I'm trying.
I mean, I can give you a couple that I think are good.
Well, tell me.
Like, I think the Billy Currington Summer Forever song.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good one. I think you would have sang that one. It had been really good.
Right. And, I mean, obviously, that other people have recorded, I think.
Roller Coaster was
Roller
really
Coaster
good.
Would have been. Luke, that was. Oh, but yeah, at that good. Point, it was just. I couldn't believe that Luke was recording. I remember when he heard it. It just, yeah, that would be
I'm sure
probably
the writers,
my number one.
They were okay with that.
Just me and Michael Carter, man. That was, we didn't even know what we were doing. I don't think Luke could believe it either, but that was, that's a special one. But honestly, I can't say I wish I would have recorded it because those songs that before I got my record deal kind of put my name out there and that ultimately landed me where I am. So,
Ray, if you give me a little bit of music, we're going to throw Cole under the bus one more game here. I just like it. It's fun. I can do it to him. Top 10 famous musicians from Georgia.
Oof.
Cole, top 10 famous musicians, any format from Georgia. How many can you get?
Top 10?
Let's go. Give me one.
Alan Jackson.
Alan Jackson is at number 4 correct. You're still alive.
Nice.
Now, when you miss one, you get shot with paintballs, so just be ready.
Who's shooting me?
Yeah, you don't know where it's coming from. You don't know where it's coming from. Go ahead. Famous
Otis Redding.
Musicians at number 2, Otis Redding.
Wow.
Great job.
Nice.
How'd you know that?
Well, he's from Georgia.
Ah, yeah. Makes sense.
Ray Charles?
Number 1, Ray Charles.
Georgia.
Ray and Otis, come on.
It's good, too. There's 7 left. Top 10 famous musicians from Georgia.
Jason Aldean.
Jason Aldean did not make the list. That's strike 1. There are 3 strikes.
Shoot him.
There are 3 strikes in baseball. Oh, don't shoot. Put the gun away. Gun away. All right, you got two strikes left. Go ahead. Yeah,
I should know this. I know.
You're doing okay. Top 10 famous musicians, artists from Georgia. You got Ray Charles at 1, Otis Redding at 2, Alan Jackson at 4. I'd say think of your friends.
That would be a good one.
Yeah.
Is Luke Bryan on there?
Luke Bryan's at 5.
I mean, Cole, what on earth, man?
Jeez, man.
I'm sorry, Luke. Yeah. I just thought I was.
Yeah.
Like, go Aldean.
Ahead. There are no.
Is Trisha Yearwood on there?
There's one. No. Trisha Yearwood.
Should be.
Where's she from? I thought she's from Mississippi. That's Faith Hill. I'm getting Faith Hill.
Yeah,
okay.
Trisha's
from no, 2 strikes. Strike 2.
Shoot him.
All right. No, 1 more, Eddie.
Not yet. Okay.
Oh.
2 of them are rappers.
Oh.
Can I say Outkast?
Yeah. Andre 3000 from Outkast.
Boom.
T.I. on there?
No, T.I. did not make it, so shoot him.
All right. I'm out. Name him.
You have James Brown at number 3. Yeah.
Augusta.
I know. Zach Brown at number 8. The other rapper was Ludacris at 9.
Luda.
You have Little Richard. And then you have at number 10. Oh, there is another country artist, Travis Tritt at 10.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dang. Sorry.
Cole
Travis.
Wasn't on there?
No.
11. We didn't Aldean, top 11 though. We didn't top 11.
Aldean and Trisha, I'm good.
No, we didn't top 11. Dude, congratulations on everything.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you all for having
new
me.
New song that's great. It looks like your personal life is getting extremely complicated in the most positive way, and that's what we're looking for, you know?
Well, thanks for the advice. I'm looking forward to seeing y'all next time.
Yeah. Oh, he's already out. Okay, well, all right.
See you, man.
All right, see you. Bye, Cole. No, there he is. Cole Swindell, everybody. Okay, save the gift we're going to give him. He's out of here. There he is, Cole Swindell. There he
is. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The show has ran into a lot of celebrities, not just in studio, but just in different parts of their professional careers. So everybody shared the last time they were starstruck. And these are some wide variety of stories. You're going to really like it. And if you would also like more starstruck stories, Amy and I on The Best Bits last weekend talked about this similar thing. And we had some fun stories to share there on part three, I believe.
Number four.
We're going to talk about the last time you guys were starstruck. And I say that because I know we get celebrities in our studio all the time. But like genuinely starstruck. There's a story out about Tiffany. She used to sing, I think we're alone now. Doesn't seem to be anyone around. And if you don't know it from Tiffany, you might know it from Full House.
Did they sing that on there?
They did. Yes, they did. So she was talking about Michael Jackson. She's like, the most starstruck ever was meeting Michael Jackson. I had just taken Bad out of the number one spot when she had I Think We're Alone Now. And then she went to the concert that he had nearby, and he was very nice to her. She was like, I was so starstruck. That's from Us Magazine. The most you've been starstruck, Amy.
I mean, I'm going to use a moment where I was caught off guard, complete surprise, wasn't expecting to see this celebrity. And it was the time I ran into Reese Witherspoon backstage at something we were doing here. And she just, I was walking by a door and she walked out that door, like right in front of me. It was like a gift. And I was.
Was it a sign?
I was starstruck to where, I don't know, I said something stupid like, I love everything you do.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Something like that.
Now, my mind might be playing tricks on me here. Did you tell me that at the event and then we go track her down and I introduce you to her?
Maybe.
You don't remember?
Isn't it weird? I don't remember either, but that sounds like it could have happened.
Because
we just have a lot of experiences.
Amy was like, I think I saw Reese Witherspoon. And I was like, okay, come on, let's go find her. And we found her and said hi. Maybe you just are blurred out.
No, I just think sometimes I'm like, oh, that definitely sounds like that could have happened.
Yeah.
But isn't it weird? You'd think I would remember every single detail.
Well, that's what happens when you get started.
Yeah,
I know.
It's all a blur.
Yeah, I just know that when she walked out of that door, I was like, oh, she's like, excuse me. I'm like, no.
No, excuse me.
We're good.
I ate dinner next to her at a restaurant once.
Really? Like right next to her?
Yeah, she was sitting right in the middle table.
What'd she eat?
I don't know. I didn't care that much.
What'd you say to her?
Nothing. I was letting her have her own family time. And she was sitting right in the middle. Like, no special place. Just sitting right in the middle of the restaurant. Yeah, we were. She was eating a little early, like we were. Mostly, I have to wake up early. I think she was a celebrity, so she came a little earlier. But there was no like preferential seating or anything.
Oh, I would have been looking the entire time, dude.
Yeah.
How do you not? She's right there. That's crazy.
I just felt like that was her own business. You know, I don't want to get in that. Let her have her family time. Lunchbox, most starstruck.
Oh, it's easy. I was at a bar in Austin, Texas, and my buddy Forrest comes up to me. He's like, dude, I just saw Johnny Bananas in the bathroom. And I said, there is no way Johnny Bananas is at a bar in Austin, Texas. And Forrest searched for 30 minutes in that bar because it was jam-packed. Found him, came and got me, and I went up to Johnny Bananas. And all I did was scream at him.
Well, you, before you elaborate, will you tell people who that is? Because I don't think most people know who that is.
Johnny Bananas, Real World Key West. You know him. I mean, how can you forget?
No, I don't. No, I didn't until him. You told me. And now I do know who he is, and he seems like a pretty talented guy.
And then he was on The Challenge for many, many years, and he's hosted other things here and there, offshoots. But, yeah, so I went up to him, and I thought I was going to be so cool, calm, collected, and be like, dude, what's up, big fan? Like, let us talk to him. And all I did was like, Johnny Bananas!
Like, to him.
Yeah, and then he's sitting there, and he's like, yeah, and I'm like, Johnny Bananas, what are you doing here? Johnny freaking Bananas.
Oh, boy. Oh, man.
And I didn't ever really have a conversation with him as more as I just, like, yelled at him.
Did you think that that would blossom into a friendship, though, somehow?
I did. Yeah. I thought I was going to play it cool. We'd become friends. You know, like, he'd hit me up, like, hey, what up? And no, it didn't happen. All I did was scream at him, and then...
Then you started DMing him.
And then... I kind of sent him messages, and then you got told to tell me to back off.
You sound so sad.
That's true. I didn't want to tell you that.
Yeah. So starstruck. Like, I mean, because usually you think starstruck, you just sit there and stare.
Yeah. You just reacted.
I just reacted, and I couldn't calm it down.
Can respect that. Eddie?
When I worked for the news, they sent me to a movie premiere. I was just the camera guy. I was like, I'll just show up, set my camera up, had no idea what movie it was, who the actors were, and here came a limousine. Parks right there on the red carpet, and out comes Johnny freaking Depp. Oh, and I was like, cool. This is crazy.
What do you look like in person?
Like Johnny Depp.
Like smaller, bigger?
No, normal size. I remember him being normal size, but his, like, what do you call that, complexion? Like, it was just like, it looked fake. Like, he looked like a doll.
Was he really good looking?
Yeah.
A lot of those celebrities you see in person, and they're so much better looking in person, even though they're good looking on camera, but on camera, there's just a higher standard we hold, because it's all beautiful people, and we're like, no, they're pretty good looking. But then, dude, in real life, you're like, wow.
In real person, when you watch, it's just like, I wanted to reach out and just touch him, because it's like, you know, you see him on TV and movies, like, your whole life, and there he is in front of you. I was so starstruck.
That's pretty cool. I made a list when I put the segment together last night. Would you like to hear my list?
Yes.
I've been lucky enough to meet a lot of people. I don't really get starstruck that often, but when I do, I pee a little.
Okay.
Number 5, Derek Jeter.
When'd you meet him?
I did a whole 2 segments with him on the Today Show when I hosted the Today Show.
That's right.
It was bizarre in the way of, like, I was like, what body am I in? He was so nice, so cool. It was Hoda and I played it totally cool. I was like, what's up, DJ?
Okay.
Is he the one that would give the baseball in the basket?
Yeah. Yep. Like back in the day.
Yeah.
Like 20 years ago.
And before he was married and family.
Yeah, we let that guy to be a family man now.
Yeah. How big was he?
No, probably like 6'1". No, I mean, it's my size. Maybe. No, I mean.
You're not 6'1".
Yeah, I am. No. And shoes. And the dress shoes I had on that day. For her. No, Derek Jeter. And I was just chilling with him. He was so nice. That's number 5. Number 4, Steve Young. I saw Steve Young. Oh, he's Derek Jeter's 6'3", so my size.
Oh, yeah, your size. Yeah. Okay.
Steve Young, quarterback for the 49ers.
I was there with you.
We saw him, and he was in a group of people, and I was like, oh, boy, I don't want to go up and bother him. But I just walked up and just stood in the group of people. And I was like, yeah. Yeah, just kind of jump in and laugh. And then people started to walk away, and I was like, hey, Steve, I'm Bobby. And he goes, I'm Bones. I listen to your show all the time. And I was like, what planet is this? A lot of minor sports people, as you can tell. 5, Jeter. 4, Steve Young. Number 3, Lenny Kravitz.
Not a sports person.
iHeartRadio Music Festival last year. I've loved Lenny Kravitz. Never met him. He's like a ghost. Like, who sees Lenny Kravitz? And he shows up, I don't know how old he is, 50-something?
He did not look it.
He's beautiful. And he was so nice.
What did he smell like? Do you remember that?
Leather.
Yeah, leather pants.
Because he was like wearing leather. Kravitz is 59 years old. And I just remember thinking, this is so cool. and super kind. We did our interview, we talked for a second, and he left, so there was nothing like extra there. But I was just like, wow. Number two, Jim Nantz. Hello, friends.
Hi, Bobby.
So, oh, the golf guy?
Golf, but NCAA basketball tournament, Final Four.
Football?
Football, with Tony Romo. Yeah.
All of it.
So Jim Nantz is like, I was like, wow, that's Jim Nantz. And I was with Charles Kelly from Lady A, and he was like, you should just go say hi to Jim. He's super nice. And I'm like, I'm not going. Jim Nantz is so tall. And I was like, hi, Jim. He's like, hi.
Like, so tall, like y'all are the same height?
No, he's a big dude.
Jim Nantz is a big dude. He's like 6'3", so my height.
Okay.
6'3", 6'4".
Hey, but when he talks, he sounds just like TV, doesn't he?
He does. And then I saw Jim Nantz here in town. He came up behind me in a golf cart and was like, Bobby, what's up? And then we talked for like 15 minutes.
Oh, he didn't pull up and go, Bobby, what's up?
Hello, friends. Dad, Jim Nantz was pretty awesome. And then number one, can you name it? Is in the studio.
Oh, John Mayer.
No.
In this studio?
Adam Duritz, County Crows.
Oh, yeah.
Never met him.
That was the first time you'd ever met him?
Ever met him, yeah. John Mayer and I had a brief, like, friendship fling. He's one of my favorites, but there was a time where if I was in, like, California, I would sit, we would, like, hang out a little bit. Like, I would,
fling?
Like a friendship fling.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever heard of a friendship fling.
It was very brief. We don't do it anymore. But it was like, once I was hosting an iHeartRadio thing with something, and he was like, hey, I'll come over there and say hi. And he came in and, like, drove over and came in. We talked for a long time. It had nothing to do with the show. Then he was doing a show, and I was in town. He was like, hey, come to the show. And then
And what happened?
We don't even talk anymore.
That's what, with flings, they fade, right?
Yeah, they fade. No reason to fade.
Yeah.
I just think I lost my favor.
It happens.
Yeah. But Adam Duritz, number one of the County Crows, because as a kid and as an adult, my favorite band. Round here.
Oh, Mr. Towns.
Almost put Barry Switzer. OU coach, Dallas Cowboy coach, Arkansas Razorback player, sat next to him on a Southwest flight.
Oh, that's right.
That's an honorable mention. Yeah, so. Oh, I love being starstruck.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week. With Morgan, number two.
Chase Matthew was in the studio this week. It was his very first time, and so great talking to him. He was sharing all about the beginning of his career and that moment that he went viral on TikTok, and now opening for Jason Aldean and Luke Bryan, and also fixing cars. Just really, really great interview, and he's a really good guy. Like, shout out Chase Matthew. I think y'all will love him. And his song, Darlin', is great. It's like a very catchy tune that I put on often because it goes like, why's he call you darling? Why's he call you daily? See, it's very catchy. Here is Chase Matthews on The Bobby Bone Show.
Number three. Go. On The Bobby Bone Show now.
Chase Matthew.
Chase, you look like me if I were like taller and better looking and had been in the deer stand about 4 more years. Like total.
Wow.
And younger. But doesn't he kind of look like his face look like me with the glasses?
Yeah, he looks like you. Like y'all could be brothers.
Yeah. Like I have, I do have a half brother. Looks right? Just like him.
Really?
And your nose is a little similar.
Yeah. Are we?
Wait, you might be my dad.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up right here in Nashville.
Okay. And can I be? How old are you?
26.
So
did your parents ever go to Arkansas at all?
I couldn't be.
Probably.
Well, your mom in particular.
I couldn't be a touring musician. That would be too young. I'd have to be like 17 to be his dad. I guess that could happen. My biological father had me when I was 17. It's a weird conversation. Chase, good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you too, yeah.
How tall are you?
I am 6'2", but with my lift kit on, probably 6'5". So.
Those are his boots.
Yeah, I get it. He came in,
we were doing the show, and he came in through the guest door, which we can see, and he threw his arms up real quick. I thought there was like a fire or something. He was just happy to be here.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm glad to be here. This is sick. This is so cool. It's a dream come true, for real. Thank y'all for having me.
So you grew up in Nashville?
Yes, sir.
So most people that grow up in Nashville have either family that's in the music business because the business is here, or they don't want anything to do with music. What's your version of that story?
All right. Throw the leg up for this one. So I come from a musical family. So my mom and my dad kind of like, you know, did the whole music thing.
What does that mean, did the music thing?
Dad played Printer's Alley for a few years. My mom did like Broadway style shows, Patsy Cline impersonations.
Cool.
She's a hell of a singer too. And and my grandparents, like I grew up in church playing in church and stuff. I actually played drums before I ever like become an artist. So but once I, you know, started diving into that, I kind of found my own lane. I thought every state had a Nashville, like every state had a Broadway. And growing up here, you know, you don't realize what you got at your fingertips. So I was grateful to be here, man. And I know a lot of people weren't. So.
What were you like in high school? What were you, the music kid? When did it start to be musical for you?
I was the dork. I was a dork in high school. I had the glasses. I was probably wearing skinny jeans that were way too tight for me. And
why do you wear glasses?
Because I'm blind as.
But do you? But so I can't wear contacts. As my right eye doesn't work, so it wouldn't do anything for me.
Yeah.
So well, can I tried you wear contacts.
I tried. It's actually a funny story. The other like probably 3 weeks ago, I got this crazy hair because I had to go get some more glasses. I like to buy like multiple pairs, so in case I break one, you know, I got an extra pair. Well, they were like, you know, would you like try contacts for free? Well, last time I tried contacts, I was like 11, and I couldn't get one out of my eye. And I like freaked out because I didn't want anybody touching my eye.
Yeah.
Basically, I just had the same thing happen, but I was 26 this time.
Wait, so you did it? You tried it again?
Hell yeah. And I was on the bus. We were headed to a show. I made him pull the whole bus over to try to get these contacts out of my eyes, but we finally got them. And yeah, I felt like my face was bleeding when
so
I was
no
over
more.
With. But no, you're done. No, no, more. No contacts, no, no man. More contacts. I'm keeping these bifocals on. So
Chase is playing our iHeart Country Festival in Austin on May 4th. He's playing the daytime stage, which is a big deal. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. And then, are you going out with Luke or are you going out with Jason?
Both. Yeah, both. We announced Jason
that?
First and we, yeah.
You're
it's
not cheating on one. Okay, all right, good.
Yeah.
So you're doing shows with both those guys?
Yeah, yeah, I'm really excited.
How'd you get on those tours? Do you know those guys?
Man, I actually met Jason the same night I met you at the ACM, like, after party, which I know was brief, so I don't know if you remember it, but, but yeah, and I think we were all probably drinking a little bit too.
Bones, you went to an after party?
There was like the thing at the ACM.
I had to walk. What he's saying is, I walked through an after party so I could get out and go to bed.
That sounds more
Yeah. He was getting bugged. I was one of those people.
No, I wasn't bugged, but I worked. You know, it was Garth and Dolly, and then I was backstage doing all the stuff. But to get out, you had to walk through the people. And so that was my after party, through.
He wasn't partying at the after party.
No.
I was walking.
For
30 seconds, I was walking. I'm just curious because Lunchbox had you and had interviewed you. You had talked about the jobs that you had prior to doing music full time. When you were working on cars or you're a mechanic, were you also doing music like in the evenings and on weekends, or did you just flip over at some point?
It actually started with like really horrible covers, like, you know, like Justin
that's
Bieber
everybody.
And
Adele, yeah,
and you name it. But yeah, when I started working, my job was, I was an ATV mechanic. So my boss was really cool. He kind of like helped me, like loan me money and let me work it off against my paychecks, you know? And,
so you would do that really while blessed. You were doing music?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And, so I've been doing it now probably full time for like 3 years. So
you're still music though.
Yeah, but full time music. So like I was still doing my job 3 years ago and doing the music thing. So really just working enough to barely survive off ramen noodles and pay my rent my bedroom I was renting and put the rest into music.
What happened? What was the moment or what was the event that allowed you to quit doing music and actually go? What allowed you to actually quit being a mechanic and go, I'm just going to focus on music? Cause that's a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah. So I wasn't like a big believer in like social media and like finding your career. Like I kind of like, again, growing up in a musical family, it was always, you know, guerrilla marketing. You had to go out, you had to sell the tapes and the CDs. And you know, that's kind of like what I was raised to think. But so I didn't really believe in the social media thing for the longest time. And I posted a video, and because my manager told me, he's like, look, man, dude, like you got to post something on TikTok. Like everybody's blowing up on TikTok. And I did it. I went to work and I came back home and it had like 750,000 views. Most views I've ever seen on anything. I've
like that. Just
yeah. Wait. Boom. Overnight. And, all my friends are calling me like the next day, like, dude, you're going viral. Oh my God. Like, you know, don't forget about us. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. It's like one video. It's going to go viral.
What song did you do on?
It was County Line. And, wrote that song, like sitting in my bedroom by myself and about a real situation, a girl I fell in love with. It was a bartender outside of Nashville, and shout out to her for the inspiration. It's my first platinum record now, so that's cool. We got a plaque to look at that. And
does she know that she inspired that song?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh, did you want her to know?
Too many Easter eggs. Yeah. Yeah. It's, yeah.
Easter, not even hidden. They're just out there in purple and yellow Easter eggs. You can find who.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Purple, yellow, some camouflage, but.
So yeah. when that blows up, do you go, okay, well, we gotta be precious about doing the second one, or are you just like, screw it, I'm going in, and if some hit and some don't, whatever?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'd say I had a lot of songs stacked up because I couldn't really afford the production, like, in the studio. And when I partnered with my manager, he like really helped me, you know, kind of get the budget together, and we started putting out more songs. When that blew up, it like showed that people were more interested, and you know, we started growing an actual fan base rather than just around town fan base, and so that changed a lot. And man, to see the flip, the transition of like people that became diehard fans too because of that song, they definitely translated into like the next songs too. So it was really cool. I feel like we built a fan base early on that was like diehard.
You know? How did you make enough money to support yourself if you're quitting your full-time job to do music? Because there are just a few videos from TikTok that have hit.
Well, that's what's cool, because the songs, the video views on TikTok translated into real streams. I feel like the people followed through, and which is something that seems really hard to kind of acquire. You know, like I feel like it's easy to make a video go viral, but to make a song go viral is really, seems like a tough thing to do. And for some reason, I hit it out of the park the first time, and I don't even, you know, play baseball. So it's crazy, you know?
It's interesting to me, just kind of the different skills that you have, because again, you had to like have a real job until you were able to do music, which again, it's risky to quit a real job to pursue something in any art, because there's nothing in art that's for sure, right?
Yeah.
You're creating and just hoping that it stays up. When did you first get like a look from, because you had a manager, but like a label or another artist that reached out and they were like, dude, that's legit. Like, when did that happen?
Yeah, so there's a artist by the name of Ryan Upchurch. He's a local Nashville native and like badass country music, like country rap artist. And him and my manager partnered and started a label and like signed me. And that's kind of where the budget came from to build everything. Did a few shows with him. Finished my contract with Holler Boy Records, which was that establishment, and then moved over to Warner. So now I have a JV at Warner, and so like that was even more songs getting released, and then came with radio play and everything else too. So
has it just been wild? Like you can't kind of believe it's all happened, but at the same time you can believe because you put it in the work.
Yeah.
But still, it all just came from you not even wanting to post a video.
Yeah, it is gnarly. I mean, my manager I'm telling you about is literally that big dude standing right there inside that window. And we call him Snap. Everybody knows him as Lloyd, but Big Snap. And I mean, he's been with me since day one. He's known me since I was 15, 16. Running around in a Jeep with no tags in Nashville and, you know, trying to show him demos that I've written that were just really bad, but eventually we figured it out and we're getting somewhere. So
if your bus broke down, could you fix it?
Oh, I've done that. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like physically fix it himself, because he's
Yeah. I got a video. I could probably find it if you wanted me to show you. I was up underneath. So we bought, I bought my first bus. I believe like ownership is the only ship, right? So I leased a bus for a long time and I was like, this just doesn't make sense financially to me for how much we tour. And so I bought a bus, and the first run that we took it out on, we went to like New York, and then we like made it all the way up there, did three shows on the way all the way up. And I was like, Lord, if we make it all the way to New York with no issues, I'll be fine. If we have issues on the way back, fine. You know, that's fine. I think it was like 420 like last year. And so, you know, what comes with 420. And so we had just sparked up in the back of the bus. The next thing I know, there was problems happening. So I'm underneath the bus trying to figure that out. And it's like 3 o'clock in the morning off an exit ramp. Our air system, so the bus has like a self-leveling air system, and it has like a little bubble like you would see like on a level if you're building something. And the whole driver's side of the bus, the front, was just like ducking. Like it would not air up. And you have to be aired up to go down the road, because if you're not, then you're just riding on bump stops. And we could air it up for long enough that I could get under it. And so they aired it up on the side of the road and then cut the bus off, like bus off really fast. I crawled up under there before it aired down. So I'm under the bus while it's aired down. Like the cross member is like just like
right on you.
And again, we're sitting on an exit ramp. Like
every part of this feels dangerous, by the way.
Oh,
the exit ramp, the bus on
your
chest.
Are you kidding me? I mean, I was ready. I was ready to die if I had to. I was right with the Lord at that point. But they cut it off. I found the air leak. I literally like popped it off, cut the piece off of the it was kind of like, I don't know what kind of air hose it is. It's kind of like PEX, but like popped it off, cut it off, put it back in, and it was fine until we got back to Nashville. Put some duct tape around it, literally like something you would see some Joe Dirt stuff.
Dang, that's cool. I can do nothing like that. I have no skill at all that's has a parallel, like none.
Well, I can't fix it. Poor boy's got poor boy ways, man. We've had a lot of Chinese four-wheelers and broken lawnmowers that we had to fix over the days. So
you have no you're extremely at a level of masculinity that I know I'm older than you.
Masculinity?
Yeah, dude. That's like.
Thank you. That's a compliment. I'll like take that.
Fixing crap, you know? Sweet. Tattoos and fixing crap.
I need to get in the gym, so I'll take that. That feels good.
We're going to play Love You Again. So, I don't know. You wrote this with Casey Brown, Taylor Phillips.
Yeah.
The song's doing really well. It's really starting to pick up on a different, like, mainstream level. Like, bigger audience is hearing it every day. So, I don't know, when you write this song, were you pursuing any type of, like, we're going to go right up, we're going to write mid, we're going to write up, we're going to write sats? Like, how did this come out?
I'd say it was a day where it was actually the first time me and Taylor Phillips had wrote, and we walked into the room. He kind of was like, had this like melody, and we just laid it down and like wrote the whole song in literally, no joke, like 20 minutes, and wrote it, recorded the demo right there. And mainly the demo is what became the record. And so it
just fell out.
Yeah. We basically just mixed and mastered it. Austin Sean did a little bit of tweaking on it and took it all the way to radio. And that's crazy to even say, but yeah, it came out fast and we jammed it. I mean, I think we played it probably 100 times the first day when we left with it, and just knew that like there was something special about that one.
Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Chase Matthew.
I'm just so interested in, like, I have a Bronco and it's a 73.
Oh yeah.
It's the cool body style, one of the last years.
Yeah.
It won't start, and so I gave up. I haven't even been back to it.
I mean, does it do anything when you hit the key?
The first time it went, and then the second time it went, like half of what it did the first time.
Dead battery, yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It's just sitting there. It's just doing that.
Sounds like it's trying to turn over if you come back
No,
later,
I'm letting it die. I'm never going back to it again. It's broken forever.
Okay. Yeah, can I buy it? I want it.
So I need your assistance, because Ray has a truck and it leaks oil, and he gets messages from our building going, whoever drives the SUV that has an oil spill, stop. So, Ray, what year's your truck?
2005.
And it's a what?
Trailblazer, Chevy Trailblazer. They don't even really make them anymore. I mean, they kind of went out about 5 years ago, I think.
Yeah, you said an 05?
Yeah.
Is it a six-cylinder?
Yeah, no, it's actually four, and I got it murdered out, though.
Wait, so, four? I mean, so you went sure? down. You made it sound like it was going to be more. He was like, no, man, it's actually four. Yeah. It's like tricky. Tricky. We like that.
I didn't know they put four cylinders in those. I thought it was a probably like a 42.
You're right. Supercharged is like seven cylinders, right?
Seven?
Oh my God.
There wouldn't be an odd number. I don't think that one exists.
Yeah.
I think that one, yeah, that's some Fortnite. Seven.
So when like his oil is leaking out of his truck.
Yeah.
What probably is that, if you were just guessing, by not even looking at it?
Yeah, I mean, it's got some kind of orifice that it's coming out
like
of.
Like there's a hole somewhere?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably some gaskets or something. Who knows? It could be valve cover gaskets.
You think it's connected to like the wipers? Because the windshield wipers, the actual wipers? Motors, haven't worked in about 5 years.
So the windshield wipers just a fuse or something. Yeah.
Windshield wipers are broke.
Right. Well, and then also the locks on the door. So the only way I can do it, none of the locks, if I put my key in it, there's no actual lock in the door.
Oh, that's a pain in the
Wait, but is there a thing to put your key?
No.
Oh, so that whole thing, that it's out.
It's in there, but when you put it in, it like won't unlock the car. So there's no way to lock my car.
Oh, wow.
Well, you just told everyone that. That's awesome.
That's great.
I think they'll see all seven cylinders and be like, that ain't for me.
Yeah, seven
cylinders. You know, it's a confusing
car
to steal.
It's broken.
Yeah. When Ray says his Blazer is murdered out, it's just a black Blazer.
It's like, literally it's just black. There's nothing else.
There's
extra
no
black,
black rims. There's no black. Like the tires are black, but everybody's are. And black paint.
Are you still like a car? Are you still a car guy? Do you still love cars?
Oh yeah, yeah. I've got a cool collection that I've kind of acquired over the years. Most of them are like sentimental and have like a story behind them, and that's why, you know, I don't really just like go buy cars because I think they look cool. But most of the time, I like, you know, I feel like I build a relationship with them, or they have a reason they were in a music video, or vice versa, something like that. But
do you have somebody that you trust that we could send Ray, like the guy that was your boss? I don't know. I mean, yeah. It doesn't matter who it is, but just somebody that you would trust that we could send Ray's truck to and they could like fix the little stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, if it's just little stuff, I mean, I could, I mean, even if it's an engine, I could do it.
Yeah!
I mean,
I feel like that's...
Hey, bring it over. I'm like 20 minutes from here.
Ray, will you let him have your truck?
Absolutely, dude.
I'm serious. I'll do it.
Like, dude, get those window wipers rocking before the next rainstorm comes through. Yeah.
My favorite to rate out the oil leak was because the windshield wipers.
Right. That's great. Yeah, because I had seven cylinders.
Yeah.
Right. That's phenomenal.
So phenomenal. Let's do that then. And that'd be fun. We'll make some content out of it.
Okay. Does Chase have time for this?
Not really, but I'll make time. I'll make time. I think it's cool. That's cool. I mean, I hate those trailblazers, but I'll fix it. Yeah, we can make that happen.
Yeah!
We can do that.
And you should have them sign the back.
Yeah, for sure. I already got bumper stickers.
How about
I
just
stress,
like,
more life.
Wrap it, like wrap the whole thing in your face like 1,000 times.
So. All Ray's face?
What if I just bring it back?
Can you wrap a car?
Different?
You know how to wrap a car?
I've never wrapped a car, but I mean, it's just vinyl and a heat gun, really.
Duh, Amy.
Yeah, right. And cylinders and
stuff.
Yeah, duh.
Like, nine. Takes 9 cylinders to run that gun, though.
So when he says it versus when you say it, it doesn't sound the same, but...
Yeah, Chase knows. He sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, I don't. I'm absolutely clueless.
I know. The thing is, though, I feel like y'all grew up. Well, he said you grew up.
He grew up
like,
with cars. I'm not sure what his animal. I can clean an animal pretty quick.
Okay.
I don't know if you can. I don't know what. I don't know. Everybody. All poor people were raised differently, right?
We
all learn different skills.
Yeah, I'm not a big hunter. I mean, I've been hunting many times, but I'm not a big.
So that's what it is. Yeah, Bobby can clean an animal.
Yeah, I mean, not anymore.
Fish, but you could.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No problem. I'll clean you.
Obviously.
Come here. Okay, look.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So, Ray, when he gets time, we should actually let him do this.
Yeah, and passenger side door, too. It doesn't close.
Jesus Christ. Starts adding more stuff on it.
Start making my Amazon orders when it's long right now.
Chase Jesus Matthews here. Christ. Our Straight Talk wireless question. So, as your career continues to grow, like, who tells it to you straight? Like, who, if it's new music, if it's... Hey, man, maybe you shouldn't put that song.
Chase, this sucks kind of thing.
Basically, okay. Like, who gives you the straight talk?
Yeah, well, shout out Straight Talk because I think I still have a Straight Talk phone. That person's probably, like, my managers. And then when they tell me it sucks, I love to argue about how it doesn't suck. But, yeah, I trust their opinion. And sometimes I'll send it to, like, other, like, my producer friends or something, like a song, and be like, what do you think, you know? And then... they'll either tell me if it sucks, and then I know it really sucks.
The great thing about having somebody that you trust to tell you that something isn't great is that when they tell you that something is really good, you can trust them.
Yeah.
Because there's a point when you start to have success where everybody just wants to be around you or be connected to your success.
The yes man.
Yeah, and so everybody's like, oh, everything's awesome. But it's the people that will be like, hey, I don't think this is your best work, that maybe – that's a value or maybe not at that point, but you know that when they say, hey, this is good, you can trust that because they're also not afraid to say, hey, that's not good.
Yeah. Yeah. You need to surround yourself with those people in your life. If everyone's telling you yes, then they're lying to you.
Unless you're just really good. You know?
Unless you're just.
Or the size of your manager / bodyguard.
Yeah.
God dang.
Unless you're
huge.
Himothy. Yeah, unless you're just Himothy.
How big's that dude?
He's big.
Yeah. What's up, buddy?
Hey, he's. I'm proud of him, man. That man shaved like 100 pounds this year already.
I'm talking about height more than anything. How tall? He's like 6'4".
Yeah.
I feel like he could lift up the bus and you just get on
the thing. He could probably lift the airplane up and take it to Bahamas. He just got back from Mexico like 2 days ago and didn't take me with him. I'm mad.
Chase, dude, it's really cool to see, you know, what's been happening and how you've been growing it, but also, you know, like creating a lot of this yourself.
Thank you.
Like doing it your own way. That's really cool. You guys... ChaseMatthew.com if you want to see, because he's doing the Luke tour and the Aldean tour and he's doing shows and he's playing the iHeart Country, the Daytime Village. So come out because it'll be Chase and Riley Green and Walker Hayes, Ashley Cook, Chris Lane. We'll see you in Austin.
Yeah.
That'll be super cool. And I don't know, man. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's the first of many times that we'll hang out in here.
I love that.
And anything else, guys?
No.
I'll say something.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to say that this is really cool for me.
Oh, thanks, man.
And if there's anybody listening, if we add this into here, I just want to say to anybody listening, believe in yourself, chase your dreams, because I used to sit in that garage working on ATVs listening to this on the radio. So this is really cool to, like,
thanks, man.
You know, come to work early and then listen to you guys and then, like, see myself here now. It's just, it goes to show God's real and he's got a plan and you got to trust it. So
dang, I love that.
Love
Chase.
That.
Yeah.
Well, he gave us a compliment. That's why you love
it. Yeah. The whole thing's
like
great,
he's inspiring himself, but you guys really perked up when he's like, I listened.
That's
I got goosebumps.
No, yeah.
That's special.
It's real. It's real.
Yeah, and I like it. Chase reminding us to chase our dreams.
What'd you have to dream?
This one. Wait. Which one?
Left arm, forearm.
Left arm.
Yeah, three words.
Forearm.
No, other side. Back of your, right there.
Oh, this.
Born for This. Yeah, that's like my kind of my life story. It's a long story, but Born for This is like my slogan. You know, we're all born for something. Mm-hmm. We're all born to chase our dreams, and it's also the title track for my like first full length album, and it's something my dad told me. I auditioned to go to Nashville School of Arts, which I've never told anybody this, but well, I have just never said Nashville School of Arts, but I auditioned to go to Nashville School of Arts out of middle school. And it was like, I don't know what was up with the teacher that day, but he was just having a bad day. And to be as young as I was, you know, certain words kind of hit you a little different. And he was just having a bad day, I guess. And he was just like, yeah, you're not good enough, man. Like, you're wasting my time kind of thing. And so me and my dad sat at the Sonic in his beat up old Dodge Caravan with no AC. It's just hot as hell to the start of summer. And he told me, he's like, son, you're born for this. Like, don't listen to what that guy has to say. And that for some reason stuck with me for so long. And it's become my slogan. It's become my saying. It's become our kind of our, for lack of better words, it's what we live by. And a lot of my diehard fans and like, really cool supporters, they all have the Born for This tattoo, and most of the time it's my handwriting, and it's just really cool. It's Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. That's kind of the backstory too as well of what we ride with on that, because Born for This, you'd have to watch the music video for Born for This to understand. But yeah, I when I got my first music check, I went and bought my dad's old car back for him. Back in 2017, he lost it in a divorce. I feel like I'm rambling. I'm sorry.
You're good. No, listening.
We have time.
I had to cut you off. Don't worry.
Okay. Yeah. So 2017 was like a tough year for me in my life, and not to get like sappy. I'm not that guy. I don't want anyone feeling bad for me, but my dad went through a lot that year. I did too. I lost my best friend, a couple other things, but my dad had this car since he was 19 years old, and it's an old 65 Plymouth Satellite. He brought it down to Tennessee from New Mexico. We always had dreams like fixing it up. Grew up watching automotive shows and restoration shows. And when he got his divorce, he kind of had to sell it. And I sold it for him because he was out of town. And watching that car leave on a rollback was really emotional because we had all these dreams of fixing it up. And so when my manager told me, he's like, man, you're going to get your first music check. You know, I think it's time you can let your boss know you won't be showing up to work as often. I bought my dad's old car back. I went through like months of trying to track it down.
Dang.
And I found it, and we documented the whole thing and filmed the whole thing and put it on YouTube in the music video for Born for This. So there's tons of footage of like my childhood, like riding motorcycles at like the age of six and like just being a gearhead my whole life and like always having a musical instrument around me or close to me or in my hands. And even like me at 3 years old getting my first guitar, and then at the end surprising my dad with his car, and it's just emotional. We're fixing it up now. It's sitting in my shop at the house.
I mean, that's a headliner. That's the closer right there. The story. It's like, oh, I'm not rambling. And we're like, please talk more.
It's awesome.
Okay, yeah,
it's a great story. That's an awesome story, Chase.
I'll talk till my buck teeth fall out. Don't
well, you keep talking. I'm gonna go to the bathroom. But listen, Chase Matthew, you guys follow him. I am Chase Matthew. iHeart Country Fest daytime stage. I'll see you there. That'd be awesome. Dude, I'm rooting for you. You don't need my rooting. You're killing it by yourself. But thanks for coming in and
thank you
and hanging out, man. And Ray, yeah, sometimes you know how this is like, oh, we'll hang out or we'll go to dinner or we'll fix your car. I don't know if he's really going to do it once this leaves, but it was a fun talk, right?
Hey, yeah, sorry, dude. You're back in the garage, man. You got a car to fix.
Yeah.
No, I'm in there. I'm in there every day of the week like that. At home. So I enjoy it. It's actually like my thing to do. But I mean it. Like, you got my word. I'm a man of my word. So.
All right, Chase. Good.
Don't
to
make
see
me put a motor in that thing, dude. Like in a week,
it
time.
Shows
that's
up,
gonna be hard.
It's cut off. I don't even know the thing. The hood's cut up, and there's a big one that comes. Like one of those engines. Flames are coming out of it.
Got a turbo LS hanging out.
Don't even
know
what that means. But I bet it's funny. Yeah. I bet turbo. I bet it's a funny reference. But I know nothing about cars. So turbo LS.
Turbo LS one. Yeah. Forged internals.
No, that's crazy. Hilarious. I have no idea. But I'll look it all up.
Built turbo 400.
400. That's a good number.
Yep, that's a good one.
Chase Matthew. Chase, we'll see you, buddy.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty.
When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
So Lunchbox wants the show to now do staggered bathroom breaks. And it's as weird as it sounds and just idiotic and ridiculous. That's all I'm going to say because I will get mad again.
Number two.
Lunchbox wants to suggest a new rule for all of us here in the studio. The guy who does not like rules himself would like to suggest a new rule. The microphone is yours.
Yeah, I want to do staggered bathroom breaks. It's getting awkward when we go to the bathroom and the women go to the bathroom because those walls are so thin. And the other day, Morgan and Amy went into the bathroom and I could hear the urine as I was standing at the urinal through the wall. And I was like, this is so awkward.
Oh, my goodness.
And so weird. And yeah. I'm like, whoever designed the wall so thin, A, needs to be fired. B, we had to make it where the women go in, they do their thing, they come out, then the guys can go in their bathroom and do the thing. Because I was just like, oh my gosh, get me out of here, get me out of here, get me out of here. And I can't unhear it. I can't unhear it.
So you're still hearing it now?
Yeah, I'm still hearing it.
You've never heard someone pee before?
No. I've heard someone pee, but it's just weird.
Why is it weird?
Yeah. Right? Am I right, Eddie?
I mean, I've never heard that, but yeah, that would be weird if I heard it.
Yeah, it's weird.
That would be weird.
I'm sitting there at the urinal and I hear Morgan or Amy's
pee. Can you identify which one it was?
No.
I don't.
You think it was Amy?
It was Amy because I was just trying to protect her.
So
you're trying to protect me.
No, I'm saying if they were both in there.
No. Morgan wasn't really in there.
Okay. Oh.
Morgan and I were in there together.
At some point, yes. But this time when I heard it, it was
okay. What I have heard is the toilet paper roll. Like,
whoa.
I've heard that before. That's kind of weird,
it's
dude.
It's so
but
weird.
But why is that weird?
We use toilet paper.
You guys are 12.
Toilet paper every time.
What the crap?
Okay, this is ridiculous.
Run. Amy, can you hear them pee? Because I can't hear them pee.
Well, the urinal doesn't have a lot of water in it.
Correct.
That's the problem is you're so far up, you're hearing it like...
But what if you were to hear a dude peeing in the regular stand-up toilet in the back of the bathroom?
It's different.
That's fine?
It's different.
Okay, well, I have no problem with this. We need to grow up. Like, this
so do we need a rule change?
Yeah. No,
to
we don't.
Stagger bathroom
no.
break.
Yes.
No.
I mean, I wouldn't mind it.
It's okay. Y'all are being
ridiculous.
It's a bit
bothersome to you, too?
A little. Now that he brings it up, I do remember hearing the toilet paper roll come out. And then me go like, oh, my gosh. I feel like I'm in the bathroom with him. This
exactly.
Is weird. This is weird.
I was like, I'm in the stall next to him, and I shouldn't be. Like, get it out.
Like, this is weird.
Exactly.
I agree.
No, it's weird that this is a conversation
I would have
right
never
now.
Even thought that would be a factor.
Ever.
Hey, Scuba Steve, what do you think about this? Our executive producer?
This is awkward.
It doesn't bother me at all.
But what do you think about them wanting to change a rule to have staggered bathroom breaks because they feel offended?
I feel like then that becomes inefficient for what we're doing here because we do it at the same time so we can come back at the same time and keep working.
But also it's like, you're telling me we need to stagger bathrooms because the little boys over here can't listen to a girl pee?
That's another thing too. It's kind of a little immature and childish.
It's so immature. Like, I don't even really understand.
Feel like your rights have been infringed on?
Yeah, I may have to hit up
But like
HR.
At home, do you have a problem like hearing
no,
your bathroom,
actually,
wife go to the bathroom?
Yeah, I don't see my wife go pee ever, ever,
watch
ever.
Her, but like, you, do you like...
Nope. I ain't in there when she's going pee.
Well, you're not. You've never heard us either. It. You've never heard your wife pee.
I'm saying I have, but I don't like it. That's what I'm saying. I try to avoid it at all costs, so I don't need to bring it to work where I'm hearing you pee.
Bring it to work.
I feel like.
What'd you bring to work?
No, I'm saying if I hear my wife pee at home, I'm run out. Like, I'm like, I try to avoid
it. Out of the house.
Okay, what if you and the guys are in the bathroom
different.
At the same time and y'all pee at the same time?
Different.
How is that different,
Why is
though?
It different?
Yeah, that's just weird.
I feel like now I should go to HR. Like, this feels weird.
Everybody, let's go to HR.
Oh, gosh.
And let them make the decision.
Scuba, have you ever heard it?
Yeah, but it doesn't bother me.
Oh, man.
He's heard it.
Like my wife and I have gone to the bathroom. Like,
no, he means here in the office.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me. I've heard Amy and Abby and Morgan, people who work
you guys
upstairs.
Are getting down in there, man.
Hey, it doesn't bother me.
The girls, you guys know that? Did you know that we can hear you?
It doesn't bother us.
I what literally
happens if they
don't
start
care.
Farting?
Right.
I don't.
Like, guys.
Like, one time I heard the toilet paper go over and over and over. Like, I knew it was one of those days.
No, that's not what that means.
You guys.
What if you hear up?
This is a.
That isn't stop. Oh, that's too far.
It's
this
too far.
Is too far.
I hate it. I hate
this
it.
Is ridiculous.
HR.
And also, that's not. Whatever. I honestly can't even believe this is a topic.
Me either. I didn't even
right
know
now.
It was like something people were scared of. Like, I didn't know.
I didn't think about it until he brought it up, but it's a good
I've
point.
I've never heard anything through the wall in the bathroom. Although I don't really leave the studio to go
you
to the bathroom.
You don't. You don't.
So.
You'll never go again, will you?
I have a solution.
Okay, but keep it. Keep it.
No, the solution is. We all go to the bathroom at the same time. It is what it is, and y'all grow up. The solution
I like
is,
that solution. Go ahead.
Solution Let's hear it, though.
I like your solution.
Grow up.
I like your solution, but I'd like to hear everybody out. Eddie?
More practical. Can we do a Bluetooth speaker in there with music, maybe like sounds of like nature or something to drown out that sound?
Because y'all don't like the sound of a female
Play
peeing.
Your phone in front of you.
It's not a female. It's
What is it?
It's just
you
guys.
Because you just said it didn't matter.
It's you guys peeing. Yeah. It's weird, man.
So, Eddie, what if you take your phone in and turn the music on of your phone?
Okay.
That's as practical as it gets.
Now we should feel insecure.
You should
I'm not,
not
going to, but they're making us... Like,
no, Amy, if you were in there and you heard Lunchbox going, ugh,
but I don't,
like,
do,
that'd be
but
gross.
That's not
but
what
you,
we do.
No, but
that's not what we're talking about here.
He's saying it's a different
why
level.
Why is it escalated to that when it's not, Lunchbox was talking
he's
about
saying
pee.
Whatever you think is gross, regardless of what it is, if that was happening and you heard it, would it be bothersome?
No, I'm not bothered by it.
I'm not either.
I'm not.
Not here.
You no. haven't heard it.
Yeah.
I didn't even know this could be a thing where people would be.
So are you bothered by that sound if it's Lunchbox?
No.
Oh, I am. I run out. Oh,
yeah,
God,
like
dang.
It's like
different,
that, but
right?
Also,
that's different.
It's just
that's not
okay. Well, here's my final ruling.
Should
here.
We go to HR then?
This is so
I
ridiculous.
I think that you guys should walk in with your phones and your music turned on.
Okay.
Therefore, it doesn't bother you because it is not wrong.
I'm not saying it's wrong, but wait I'm not it. Saying it's right.
This is so stupid.
Here's my ruling. Play music on your phone. Okay?
We can do that.
Play music
I guess.
On your phone. All right. Case dismissed. No need for HR. Thank you.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
The big moment of the show this week, Eddie received $1 million secret. Well, essentially, he had to sign an NDA that if he breaks, he has to pay $1 million. So we're calling it the $1 million secret. And he will be able to share more once the news is out, apparently in like the coming weeks at some point, but that's all we know. All we know is he has the secret, Scuba Steve knows the secret, and that's it. So you're gonna hear that right now and Eddie's reaction as he's receiving the secret.
Number one.
Eddie could lose $1 million in this segment. Eddie, do you have $1 million?
No, okay. No, not even close.
So Eddie has signed a non-disclosure agreement. I tried for them to let Lunchbox and Ray sign it to learn the secret. They said no.
They can't be trusted.
For some reason, they think you can be trusted.
Yeah.
All good. Amy, you were also selected to not sign it. Does it hurt your feelings at all?
No, I'm okay.
Okay. I didn't sign it either. What happened? Quick story. A few days ago, record label said we want to give you some secret, but you need to sign this with a penalty of $1 million. I said, I pass. They said, no, we want to tell you a
you
secret.
You were scared of the $1 million?
No, I just don't care. I don't think I'll care.
You don't want to know a secret?
Not about, no, I'll learn it anyway, apparently. So I said, no, thank you. And then our boss was like, you should sign it. I said, I'm good. I don't want to have $1 million penalty in case I say something. So I said, what if Lunchbox and Ray can do it? That would be hilarious. Because you know they'll end up saying something. How funny is it they got fined $1 million? I've been fined $1 million by the FCC. It's not fun.
Nah, not funny.
So they said no. So they said that Eddie is the person they think would be best to sign. Eddie has signed this agreement. He's now going to learn what the secret is. Ray, can you give us some secret music? Because we're not going
to
hear it.
Oh, this part of the secret?
What?
What, the music?
Whatever we're about to play?
I don't know what Ray's about to play, so none of us know what it is, including myself. So we're going to be quiet.
Oh, no, it's not.
That's
and
just background
Scuba
music.
Steve is in your ears.
Scuba, are you there?
Now, we can't hear Scuba Steve.
I hear him.
Now, tell him to tell you the secret, and we'll just... And guys, don't talk. Just let the music play. I don't want Eddie to be distracted.
Okay, Scuba, I am now...
15 seconds to tell you the secret.
Ready.
Go.
To hear the secret.
Let's hear Eddie's reaction. Okay, Eddie's got big eyes right now. He's got big eyes. He's turning his head.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. Repeat that. Repeat that second part.
Again, I do not know what the secret is.
Yeah. Yeah.
It involves two yes.
And he's scratching his lip.
Mm-hmm. Like, he's got big eyes. He's not understanding something.
It's probably math.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
He's shaking his head back and forth. He's now spitting on himself.
He's like, he doesn't have words or he
hold
has
on,
so many
guys,
words.
Quiet. Hold on. Say
Wait,
that again.
Stop yelling. We're doing a show here.
No, we're supposed to be quiet.
Okay. Is that the end of the secret? I mean, there can be more. Wow. Okay.
You're not talking to me. You're talking to Scuba Steve.
I'm talking to Scuba. Guys, I'm talking to Scuba here.
Okay, I hear you.
Okay, we're done.
Okay, cut. Cut the secret. Cut Scuba off so now we can talk to you.
Scuba's done.
Okay. We tried to be as quiet as we could.
This is so hard. I've spoiled so many movies. Like, now I don't even know what to say.
So, what was it?
He almost did it. He almost did it.
Dude, I don't even want to look at you. Dude, I have like... I don't want to say too much.
Do you have too much on your shoulders? Do you need to let it
yes.
out?
Yes. Like, I okay, just feel like
yourself.
I have a weight
yourself.
On me right
free
now.
Yourself.
Give him a massage.
What if we do the,
I'm not
the telephone
him.
Game?
Loosen him up.
You whisper it to Amy, no. Amy whispers it to Lunchbox. He whispers it to me, and we'll see what comes out
like
at the
a game
end.
Of telephone.
This is, I don't even want to talk about anything.
You don't?
Like, anything.
So you don't even want to...
Not really,
have
no.
us, like, poke you about the bit or anything?
Oh, not even the bit, anything, dude. I don't even want to question. Like, what's
Wait,
your favorite color? I don't care.
You don't want to say...
Like, what if I accidentally say something now? That's $1 million that I don't have that I'm going to have to pay.
Okay, can I ask you one question about it?
No.
Okay, well, there we have it.
All right, that was good.
I guess my question was, and you don't have to answer it, is it worthy of me signing? I'm not going to. Of me signing a document? There's no chance. I'm not signing a document.
Is that a real question?
Yeah.
Yes.
The answer is what?
Yes.
The answer is yes?
Sign it.
Other people have told you you should sign it.
Dude, here, you can put two signatures on this one.
We're not doing a dual auto, dude.
Yeah. Come on, man,
okay.
Dual auto cut.
We're done. Eddie now knows the secret. He's the only one in this room that knows the secret.
I don't even want to say anything. But guys, I know a secret.
Right, we're going to play Morgan Wallen. We'll move off this. Scuba, will we know in the next 3 months what the secret is?
Definitely in the next 3 months.
2 months.
2 months.
1 month.
Oh, yeah, 1 month.
Oh, okay. I like that. Much better.
Okay. We're talking weeks.
So in the next weeks, we'll find
wow.
out what it is.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now let's play Morgan Wallen. Think about me. I wonder if he'll get sued for that one nugget.
This is too much.
You didn't? Do you not now not want to know?
This is too much.
It's like The Matrix. You wish you hadn't taken the pill?
I know too much.
Okay.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
All right, y'all, that's it for me this weekend. I hope you're having a great, safe, fun weekend. Whatever you're doing, I appreciate you taking some time out to spend it with me and hopefully with me and Scuba Steve on part 1 and 3. I'll catch you guys next time. You can come hang out with me on social media at WebGirlMorgan on everything and The Bobby Bones Show on everything also. Bye, guys.
That's the best bits of the week with Morgan. Thanks for listening.
Be sure to check out the other two parts this weekend.
Go follow the show on all social platforms.
At Bobby Bones Show.
And follow at WebGirl Morgan.
To submit your listener questions for next week's episode.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.